Saturday morning. My name's KCC, the voice of your valley on Merced's News Talk Station, 107.3 FM, 1480 AM, KYOS, Citizen Watch. Come on. That's you, Merced. Livingston. El Nido. All the great families out there. Last weekend at the Festa. Oh, that's right. Another one? Fabric of our community, my friends. The patchwork that is Merced County. Here we are. Oh, I've got to get out of this. Dave Luna has a staff. What's today? It's almost the end of the month. April 27th, 2024. So happy to have you here with me. But not for the news. No, we've had some issues here with the, you know, this equipment. State of the art in 1972. And it, sometimes it's hard to find parts. The engineer in here the other day, the real engineer. They just say I'm an engineer. And a real guy that knew what all these blinking lights mean. He was down, crouched behind Roger, keeping the station going there for a few minutes. But I think we've got everything fixed. We really appreciate our listeners and listenership. You know, but there are other platforms. If you somehow tune in and maybe the AM signal is, I don't know, not what you think it is. Go to 107.3 FM. And if for some reason that is enough, you can always go to the feed, the stream, as we call it. It's not Bear Creek. No, it's not that bad. It's just a live feed on the internet. 1480kyos.com. That's your link to all of that. And then I believe there are other platforms. I know that Sirius and Alexa, some of these command voice command. You say play 1480kyos, and there it comes. So. Again, we apologize for some of the technical, a lot of moving parts around here. You would not believe the operation to get this on the air. And I'm so thankful to management for even letting me have the microphone here, giving me the keys. You know, every time I come to the back door, it's like, will it work? And so far, a green light. Nate, really happy to have you here this weekend. Spring has sprung. So many wonderful things going on. My gosh, the trees, the foliage. You can't see your neighbors anymore. It's wonderful. All of the water we got, just absolutely, I didn't realize, but it's been very bad for the strawberry industry because they like water and cool weather, but not every week. So I guess it's been a little detrimental. I don't know what the fresh strawberry market is. I know with the guy outside the bank, it's, I need to go back in to buy, hold on, man, I don't have enough. It's amazing what food is costing out there. But again, the wet weather, very much appreciated. Had just a couple of drops this week, but I think it's almost over. And those fields of green are going to be fields of brown, tinder dry. And again, Cal Fire getting out there, not wasting any time because, again, who knows, maybe their station will be closed next week. But the 19 they got left, they're out there doing the weed abatement. Sending you the nasty gram, giving you that stern warning to get those down. And it's for your own benefit, trust me, because they may not be there to put the fire out if it ever starts in that tinder dry grass. Because, again, there's some problems, as you know, at the County Board of Supervisors. We talked a little bit about it last week, about being able to continue fire service at three stations, one being McKee, seemingly to get all the attention, but there's two more. One in, I believe, is it El Nido? Is it the Nest? And then the other one out there, I believe, at Castle or somewhere. I don't remember. No, it's up in Livingston, I believe. They're very, very upset, and I can understand why, especially when they look at the property tax they give. But again, some back and forth on the Board of Supervisors. Darren McDaniel reminding Livingston that their revenue sharing agreement, I guess it still needs to be ratified, or there's still some loose ends specifically as it relates to fire service. So again, I think we really need to get our focus, get our house in order. And when it's on fire, you need the fire department, and to not have public safety is just irresponsible on every level. And I've been seeing some things on the internet, my friends, that are troubling, and only anecdotally, how do they say it? People relay their experiences, basically. And there's people are saying, hey, I called the police, and I come home, my house has been robbed. They're like, hey, well, when we have time, it's not a priority call. There's not a gun to your head, even then, I don't know if they, you know, is it a big gun? A little? Yeah, it just is amazing the lack of public safety response that people seem to be experiencing out there because of either understaffed, not enough cops, or just a reassignment of resources. I'm not really sure. I know that everybody, every agency, Merced PD, the sheriff's office needs more officers, more patrolmen, but at the same time, what are we doing with the ones we have? And really leaning heavily on the self-reporting, the online reporting. Hey, can you do that yourself? You know, send us a note. We'll make sure we put it somewhere. What's happened? And as far as investigation, you know, some people are, you know, they didn't come out and take fingerprints. It's like, those days are long gone, I can tell you. Unless it's, you know, it's really serious crime. Unless there's a, well, it's, you know, they just don't have the resources. And it's very, very sad. Of course, here in Merced, Measure C was passed. And hopefully people are going to see some benefit of that in the long term. But countywide, there's a bigger problem, mi amigos, amigas. And we need to address it. We need to face the cold, hard facts. We need to wake up and smell the coffee and realize that we have to, I think, find more revenue. And believe me, I don't want to tax anymore. You want anybody? I am so anti, you know, charging the people more. But what are we going to do about public safety? What are we going to do about public safety? Now, it's interesting to me that the state can find $12 million for the city of Los Baños. To build 50 tiny homes, a little community there to take care of the homeless problem. The idea is you get two per. That's, let's see, two times 50. It's going to be a big one. Oh, well, that's a dollar. I mean, that's 100. So it's one of those things where that is going to, according to the economic development director of Los Baños, alleviate their housing problem, which is hard to believe. Hey, let's play some comments real quick. This is from the Board of Supervisors meeting when the CAL FIRE debacle is going on. We'll revisit the housing deal in Los Baños. And what, $230,000 a door? Yeah, I can afford that. For a teeny home, what is that? That's like a tough shed, isn't it, with an extra light or a sink? Anyway, let's go to Board of Supervisors comments about CAL FIRE and losing the station. Maybe next to your house. Are the weeds clear? I don't, let me look.
Any questions by the board? Supervisor Pedroza.
Thank you. I know that you had said on one of the slides, Station 85 could remain functional if the staffing costs are assumed by the university. What does the university currently pay right now?
The current agreement that we are in with them right now for 9 months is $400,000.
Okay. And so what was the ask of the UC?
We wanted to split the cost, and we said $1 million for half the station.
For half the station.
That was our last agreement discussions, yes.
Okay.
For annual costs, those would be for a full year.
And I'll save the rest of my comments for later. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to open up to the public. Oh, Supervisor McDaniel, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Chief, for that presentation. Kind of feeding off of what he just said, so the UC was going to enter into the agreement, but they never did. Is that still an ongoing discussion, or, and looking to the future with the annexation of the city of Merced, what will that agreement do with the annexation and through that process?
My vast 3 years experience working through this process, again, I'm not the negotiator for the county. I'm just kind of just SME to let them know what kind of services we can provide. But my familiarization through that process is we have provided options for them to continue services as would be, with the opportunity to get out of the agreement if the city was to assume responsibility for those areas. And as recent discussions, we look forward, myself and Chief Van Lobosels look forward to working with the city, depending on your guys, the board's decision is to determine how we can kind of coexist and help each other out, being that there's some county islands within there, and that northern portion of Merced is trying to figure out some type of aid. We currently do an automatic aid with Outwater City,
right,
and we're kind of thinking of those avenues moving forward, having those discussions with them. But again, going back to the original question with the UC, is trying to allow them the opportunity to be flexible and still provide them a service to their area that's in need.
Correct. And so I also sit on LAFCO, and so those are continuous discussions that we have at our LAFCO meetings about that annexation. So I know it's moving forward faster than we think, really. So I think that's something we need to keep in our conversations with the UC. And you had mentioned Atwater, which is my district, and I know this study was done in 2016, and this has actually been going on since 2017 when it was first presented to the board, which I had a station closed in my district that I was optimally opposed of. But I got to say that the study was correct. And with that automatic aid that we have with the city of Atwater, we actually, in my neighborhood, get a call from Winton, and it's the first one on the scene with a fire, which was right across the street from my house, and they're there within minutes. So even though I was optimally opposed, I can say that that study was correct, and we actually have better service now today with that station closed out of Castle. Thank you.
No further comments before I bring up the board? Supervisor Perea.
Yeah, I just have one question. I thought maybe one of my colleagues would ask it, but the McKee station, what's the number of calls or the percentage of calls out of that station that go to the UC versus the rest of the area?
33% for that one station. That does not take into consideration all of the other units that respond. That is just that single station. We have... I tend to believe that everybody thinks that one station is very viable and you will see a fire truck show up and everybody's happy. But the honesty, it takes more than just one piece of apparatus to show up and two people. Like I said, it is, as we start moving, it's more about how many pieces of apparatus do we get there in order to meet the state standard, or at least the standard of having an adequate amount of personnel at scene to mitigate those incidents.
Okay. Supervisor Pedroza.
Thank you. So for example, and I knew the answer, but I should have asked the question. But for example, when they had the latest big incident out there with the hazmat incident, how many engines were called out there to take care of that?
With assistance from the state and Merced City, I think there was a neighborhood of about 4 or 5 engines out there and our hazmat unit. And several chief officers. And also to come to think of it, Madera even sent some of their hazmat staff. Again, that goes back to the relationships that we have with the state. When you have CAL FIRE as a part of your department, it's a phone call away. It's a call that I would get to make to Chief Van Lobenstels that allows for state resources to come in on a moment's notice. So when that incident occurred, it was a phone call, and people came from the state side, from Madera side, and also the city of Merced side. So again, that's cooperative fire protection at its best, and that was a lot of resources there for what we provide.
So you can hear by the board's comments, these are the initial comments. We'll play some of the public comments coming up in the next segment. Mike Murphy, former Mayor Murphy, out of hibernation, looking very, very spiffy for spring, came out, talked about the trifecta of failure. At least that's what I've named it. Now, no, that's not the last supervisor's race. It was his assessment of a lack of adequate ambulance service, adequate fire service, and adequate sheriff service. Again, the board has struck out, and usually you're out, but we just reelected him. Funny. No, nobody mentioned during election, hey, elect me and I won't be riding on the fire truck at Christmas because, well, we're going to get rid of it. But again, it's good that we have these airways to talk about it. But we're out of time. I can't believe it. Oh, we got to get into another song. Oh, my shorts. We'll be right back after these brief commercial breaks. My name's Casey Steed, the voice of your valley on Citizen Watch, Merced's news talk station, 107.3 FM. Why is it this plane? You hit pause, you dummy. You big dummy. Did I tell you that Dave Luna has a staff? If you want to listen to him tonight, 5 to 6, cruising with the big kahuna, Dave Luna. Anyway, this is one of his favorite songs. Hey, I'll be right back after these brief commercial messages. We don't know what love is yet, but I want you to know.
Oh, I want something just like that.
Saturday morning, Citizen Watch. My name's Casey Steed. Giving you what you want every, well, almost every Saturday on these airwaves. On Mercedes News Talk Station, 107.3 FM, 1480 AM, KYOS. And we're back. Second segment. Let me put that on pause at the reset. Oh, there's so many things to do. As you heard in our last segment, we were talking about the board of talking about closing the fire stations. Specifically, was it 8558? I'm a little dyslexic sometimes, but out there on McKee Road, that's one of the big ones up there in Livingstone. And you heard some of the supervisors, their initial comments after the presentation by Chief Pimentel. A very, very extensive presentation. We played it last week. Again, if you miss any of the shows, go to 1480kyos.com, the podcast banner. You click on that, and there they are, 400. It's amazing how many pages. But you only have to go back to, last week. And we played it in its entirety. It was pretty pretty lengthy presentation from the chief about why. And here's the bottom line. Out of 58 counties, guess where Merced is? Guess where? Last. When it comes to manning fire stations with a minimum of two people. Now, you think about it. It's a big truck. You know, once you get it there, I mean, then you got to hook it up. You got to put out a fire, maybe save a life or two, a baby, a dog, a cat, I don't know. Then put everything back, go home, unwind, which, anyway, you need two people minimum, and Merced has gotten away with it forever. And now the gig is up, man. You gotta comply with state law. Pimentel's hands are tied. He doesn't like it. It's unsafe. We've seen it all the time where you do more with less, and, you know, God bless our public safety officials for stepping up, but they're not Superman or women, and they need help. They need resources, money. And that's where I'm coming from with this whole thing, is where are we going to get the money, folks? Are we going to do a parcel tax, or are we going to do a sales tax? I don't like a sales tax because, well, I don't know. You hit everybody that, you know, comes through the net of Merced. You know, if they buy something here, it's going to, and we're almost to 10% now. It's pretty high. A parcel tax. Property owners are ready to. I smell the burning tar. I get it. We don't want to go down that road. Let me look what happened with. Boy, better not. Do I dare mention Merced College a few years ago in that bond? There's still some people that won't look at me. It wasn't just me, but the point is, we need public safety, and I don't know where we're going to get the money. You know, I talked a little bit about the housing, the homeless housing over there in Los Baños. It just got a big influx. More money. Las Vegas got more money than Oakland or Fresno in this disbursement of, I think it was $200 million pie the governor was slicing up to eradicate these homeless camps. We see them all over Merced. You know, the mayor's down there cleaning them up, giving them concierge service, a little hot dog and sandwich later on, you know, at noon. And, you know, you can, but it doesn't go away. But in Los Baños, they've got $11.8 million. I divided it out. It's about $240,000 a door, as they say in the industry. You know, by the time you get it all built and you walk through something, what did that cost? Well, about $240,000 for a tiny home. Which is a, basically, you see them when you come in on 16th Street. They're on the left there when you come in into town from Atwater. You know, the Tough Shed place. That's what they are. I mean, come on. Of course, they're union built. I mean, prevailing wage built. And by gosh, they're bulletproof. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe they anyway, they're going to put a little community of 50 in there. And then again, it's not just the initial cost. It's site development. You know, you got sewer, water, all that. I'm sure they'll have a meter, a bill. No? Oh, they're homeless. So this is, I've told you, it's a business in this community. It is big business. Somebody just got $12 million for 50 homes, 50 doors. It's supposed to be two people per door, two people in a little shed. I don't know. I guess. makes the man cave look, I don't know. Anyway, it's a lot of money. And we can find the money for that, but can we find the money for public safety? Where's the, you know, Newsom has, with the defunding of the jails, the attack on our police, the relentless attack on our police, and not so much fire, but maybe fire in the hiring practices. You start to hear the chains rattle about that at the city council. Hey, where are all the and it's like, well, we and so that has been a little bit of an issue, but police really get it. And we don't see any supplemental funding coming down from the state. Hey, here's an extra $12 million to finish your jail. You know, get out of that archaic facility we have downtown. A new communication center. Hey, maybe some new equipment. Retention of personnel. The problem with these bonds, like the fire bond, you know, it's great. It's great. I'm not disputing it. But when the bond money runs out, usually you have to keep these folks for a period of time afterward. And this prevents, people from just going for the bond money. And then when it runs out, saying, hey, see you later. Kind of sucks for the employee that's been there, you know, however many years or the period of the bond money. You see that happening a lot. And that's, again, some of the strings attached with this money. But again, it gets you out of that immediate need. But what about long term? And we need to look at that fiscally. And that's where we're at here in this county. Vern's up against it. And I, for those of you that tuned in thinking, he was going to be there. Yeah, so did I. But he's very busy, evidently, and hopefully we will get him in here. There's a myriad of subjects. He put out some really good Facebook videos about his struggles over there with the Board of Supervisors, not even being able to control his own budget. And to me, that's, I don't understand that. I mean, as a voter, you think the people you vote for should be able to control their own budget, because Vern's the sheriff. Sheriff Warnke's position is an elected position, if you didn't realize that. Kind of like the, I don't know about the register anymore. I think that's a point. I'm not sure if Mel's got to throw his hat in the ring as Mom did, but Barbara Levy, God, what a great registrar she was. I'd be really, really glad that she came back out of retirement and straightened things out and left Mel over there in charge. Everything's been running swimmingly. You know, you get your passports over there. Hey, let's go back. I know I wander. Let's go back into the Board of Supervisors. These are from some of the citizens, people that are like, you're doing what? You're going to cut what? My response time is this. You're going to do what? And we'll be back on the other side of this.
Hello again. So speaking on that, there is, of course, yes, mutual aid, and I understand that. But the stations that you're considering consolidating or closing, there are no cities close enough or, you know, that have as many resources as like the city of Merced or Atwater to respond to those. And living in Snelling now, and also before that living in Winton, the response times are kind of scary sometimes, you know. And speaking of, you know, your paid call firefighters, that's how my ex-husband started, and my son now is now in the fire service. But again, it's going back and asking the community. This is the conversation that you need to have and say, listen, I understand cost, everything needs to happen, but we got to put some of that back on your community. If they're wanting this protection and safety, ask them to help you. Have those conversations and start that. But we're always at this, like, bottom of the seventh, you know, like bottom of the eighth, whatever, I don't know. But and we're just trying to figure it out with time constraints. And informing the public, I think this is the biggest thing. The public needs to be more informed about these situations, not when it's dire, not when it's like, oh my gosh, we public emergency or state of emergency. Start having these conversations when we know that these things are changing. Staffing, that's not something new. I mean, we knew it was coming. How are you going to fund that? You have to find the funds somewhere. These are the conversations. So I think as a board, I think with your fire and sheriff's department, there needs to be more communication, very with the public, saying this is where we're at, and what maybe your ideas are, what is your solution, or this is where we're at. But form a committee, get it started, because I'll tell you again, standing in front of the city council, that happened in weeks when they said there was nothing more they could do. It happened in weeks. Measure C was created, and committees, and everybody had, there was a representative from the city council, there was representatives from everywhere, and it worked. And through the housing crisis, all of that, you didn't lose firefighters or police officers. You have to protect the people in your community, and you have to protect the people who are protecting you. They have families. They have families. You want to be make sure that they can go home to those families, because they're doing a job. They're putting their lives on their line for our families. Just remember that, please.
Thank you.
Good morning, board. My name is Mike Murphy. I live in Merced in the area north of Bellevue Road that's serviced by the McKee Road Station. I know a few things about government budgeting for public safety, having served as the mayor of Merced for two terms, funding our fire department and police department. I urge you not to close the McKee Road Station. The analogy that comes to mind is actually a sports analogy. In the horse racing world, we have the Triple Crown events coming up shortly. You seem to be running your own Triple Crown race here in the county of Merced when it comes to failures on public safety. You've got ambulance coverage that's substandard. You've got deputies that are underfunded. And now we're attacking fire protection. All three. I'd encourage you to expect more from yourselves and for our community. It's not as though we're the first one on the cutting edge being asked to go to 2-0. We're the very last, and somehow we can't figure it out. We deserve better. Keep our fire protection in place. Improve our ambulance service, improve our law enforcement service, and expect more of yourselves. We deserve better. Thank you.
Thank you.
So, former Mayor Murphy finishing up the comments in this segment. I can't get into Priya Lacquaretti or another gentleman that talked about the importance of family and what's important to him when it comes to public safety and what's number one to him, and that's his family and the protection of his family. But the mayor, former Mayor Murphy, fresh out of hibernation, giving a real tongue lashing to the board about their failure to address these issues and not doing anything about it, and rightfully placed. I've always said that he's on the wrong side of the microphone when he goes before the board. He should have ran for supervisor for District 2. I'm not quite sure where he's at now. I think he's in Lloyd's district. Both of those supervisors were reelected with no runoff in November. So again, the failure of the board to address this basic issue of public safety and the basic need, seen as a failure by many in the community and leaders of the community. After the break, I'll play again comments by Priya Lacquaretti, who has been under tremendous pressure over there at the Merced City School Board, the City School District Board. Of course, you know, they've been in disarray looking for a superintendent for many, many years. Now it seems like it's gone on at least a year. I think they might have one right under their nose. I don't know. It seems like whenever there's an issue with the superintendent or the leadership, they go to a trusted source, a trusted well where there's always water. There never seems to be an unsteady hand when it comes to leadership of the district. But again, I don't know. You know, maybe there's something right under your nose there. But let's get out of this segment. We will talk about more about the fire department closing, or excuse me, the Board of Supervisors cutting funding for some of the fire stations. And let's see, we got to get out. What do we got to do? We got to push this button here. My name's Casey Steed, the voice of your valley on Merced's News Talk Station, 107.3 FM, 1480 AM KYOS. We'll be right back. She said, where'd you want to go? How much you want to risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts, some superhero, some fairy tale bliss, just something I can turn to, somebody I can miss. I want something just like this. Somebody I can miss. I want something just like this. Well, you got it here every Saturday morning in these airwaves. My name's Casey Steed, the voice of your valley. I want something just like this. Hundreds News Talk Station 107.3 FM, 1480 AM, KYOS. Oh, I want something just like this. Don't we all? Hey, here we are, third and final segment of the 8 o'clock hour. So happy you stuck with us. We had a problem this morning at 6. I was going to play last week's show at 6 a.m. What are we doing here? I'll put that on pause. I'll tell you. It's confusing in here sometimes. You know, also want to miss the rest of our lineup, 7 to 8, Roger Wood. Community Conversation, 6 great episodes highlighting what's going on in the community. Of course, last night, Boys and Girls Club fundraiser. What a well-attended event. I'll tell you, I think this is the first time in a few years they've had it outside of the confines of the Boys and Girls Club, which great venue for a Boys and Girls Club, but for a fundraiser out there at Yosemite Hall. Absolutely beautiful. The centerpieces, I've never seen. I thought trees were growing out of the center of the table. It was absolutely unbelievable. They had a photographer out there. It was like TMZ. I mean, this guy was, it's like, dude, really the restroom? I mean, he was everywhere. He was everywhere, and I've seen him at a couple of events. Very, very good. I don't know what you pay for that cap, but you better, I mean, it's like a tabloid. He's everywhere, taking pictures of everybody. And, of course, everybody was there. It was the Merced 350. It used to be 400, but a few people moved. The Merced 350, they were all there. It was the who's who of Merced. And I was just amazed at everybody that turned out. John Duarte, our congressman that beat Adam Gray pretty handily last time. Of course, Adam, there he's kind of you know, hey, remember me? You know, I want to get another shot of that. And then who else was there? A couple of supervisors. One for sure, Josh. I saw Josh. You know, it's you won, Josh. But again, he's always working the room. Then, of course, there was a lot. What food bank was there? The food bank board had a table. Of course, the Baptiste. I don't know if I saw Mr. Baptiste, but I did see Andrea Robb. I don't know. He might have been at another event. They do so much with the Hate Dust Project. Of course, we've had Robb on the show several times. A lot of great supporters of the Boys and Girls Club. Saw Tony Slayton. He was there. Said hello to him. There was a lot of folks, just a lot of folks. Had a really, really good time. They had short ribs and had two serving stations, short ribs and what was the other one? Chicken. Just a wonderful, wonderful dinner, again, over there at the fairgrounds. So those events are always covered on Roger Wood Community Conversations, along with upcoming things. So many. I'm trying to think of something that's coming up. I know the SWAG, Students with Aspiring Goals, is having their fundraiser. And they're going to be having it out at their facility this time on Enterprise Court. I was talking to somebody. They go, where is Enterprise Court? I go, it's where the old airport was in Atwater. They go, there was an, you mean Castle? I go, no, there was actually an airport at in Atwater over there on the, I guess it would be the west side of the freeway, kind of by the old sewer plant. But there's a, now it's an industrial park, business park, Enterprise Street over there. There's a couple of others. Anyway, SWAG's going to be having their event at their facility. And they always used to have it at the fairgrounds, so that's kind of interesting. And, you know, speaking of fairs, Spring Fair is coming up very, very soon in Los Baños on the west side. And then, of course, shortly after that, it's going to be the fair here in Merced. The big, big fair. Always looking forward to that. Got a call the other day about Pee-wee showmanship. And would I be interested again in judging, helping judge? And I always will. I've done that the last 3 or 4 years. And it's just so much fun. Those kids out there with their animals, especially the Pee-wees. Getting help with brother and sister, mom and dad. Again, the fabric of our community. And it'll be on display very, very soon at a local fair next to you. What is happening with the gas station at 21st and G Street? I mean, honest to God, it looks like apocalypse now. It looks like a complete surrender by the owner or the city or both or whoever. The fence is now completely gone. I always tease that people were taking it up, you know, a panel at a time to make a dog kennel. Well, somebody must have a long dog run now because the whole thing is gone. I mean, did they not pay the fence rental, or is it down there at Bear Creek as a condo? I mean, what has happened? And the building itself is just, I mean, they've just given up. It's there's still product in the tanks, I understand. And there was product in the store. This was a failure to pay the state taxes. And look what happens. I mean, wouldn't it have been better to, you know, leave it open and, you know, skim a little off the top, you know, send somebody from the state by a revenue and reimbursement, I don't know, somebody. But look at this thing. It's a complete eyesore. It cost a lot of money to develop that property, and I can only imagine what it would cost to remodel it at this point. The switchgear, the air conditioning, everything's just been gone through. I know the building's been broken into. I can only imagine my wildest dreams what it looks like inside. And so again, 21st and G, what an eyesore for one of the main El Camino Real, the main road into the city of Merced, to the university, to the college. Everybody goes down G Street. We have all that signage. Remember the beautiful signage? I think we have the theater is our logo, and here we have that. And of course, when you get to G Street, where the railroad, the underpass, the fountain, still no logo, no letters, no Merced, no M, no E, no R, no C, E, the D. I mean, nothing. Gone, swiped a long time ago, and never replaced. And I don't know why we're not replacing that. It's kind of like the handrail over the creek at G Street. I mean, as you go along G, it's just, it's not, G does not stand for good. It does not look good. Hey, let me play Priya Lacquaretti's comments to the Board of Supervisors. And gentlemen, again, it's just these sages that come out of the audience that are the fabric, that are the people that really make up this community. And when they're moved, they come out and they give such an eloquent from the heart speech. And that's the last gentleman you're going to hear in this clip I'm going to play, and he talks about the importance of family. Now, as an only child and somebody who there's just not a lot of folks around, but I can tell you that family is important, and the little bit I have is important to me. And I can understand this gentleman. I think everybody can, and somewhat like the words I played from the older gentleman last week, 67 years old, before the city council, asking for help with his rent. He made $1,300 a month in Social Security disability, worked all of his life as a heavy equipment operator, has a operatic voice that carries because he speaks kind of loud. I mean, it was just a great from-the-heart speech, and talked about how his rent is now going to $1,000 a month. And with my poor MCOE education, I can tell you that that only leaves about $300 for everything other than rent. And it's just not enough for a lot of folks. And here, 67 years old, and you could hear the pain in his voice, the frustration in his voice. He goes before the electeds for some sort of help. There's absolutely nothing they can do for him other than to listen and give him sympathy, and maybe that's what he needed at that moment. And so now we're faced with another public safety debacle brought on by our electeds. I don't know who they elect these people. Honest to God, you know, of course, what do you get? 12% of the people show up, or, you know, some, less than 50% show up to vote. So I guess you get what you get. But let's go ahead and play some of the comments. Again, public comments. This was from a couple of weeks ago, the Board of Supervisors meeting. Now, the first person you're going to hear, Priya Lacquaretti, again, trying to do the right thing in so many ways here in our community, and doing it and succeeding, and sometimes not getting the appreciation I feel she should get. And then we're also going to hear from, don't know the gentleman's name, but words of wisdom. Here we go. We'll see you on the other side.
Good morning, Board. My name is Priya Lacquaretti. I'm a resident of Merced County, and I'm going to be one of those residents who's going to be affected by the closure or elimination of Mickey Fire Station 85. I have lived in Merced 15 years now. I'm not lifelong Mercedian, but Merced is home. In 3 years, I will have lived here longer than any other place in the world, and I moved from India. Today is actually a very special day for us. I'm a Telugu-speaking American, and today is our New Year, so I wish you all a happy New Year from my culture. And one of the things we do on Ugadi, it's a new year, it's Ugadi, is we make a dish called Ugadi Pachadi, which is a combination of different tastes in this one thing that we eat. So life is about having different experiences and emotions on a daily basis. And when I saw this last night, and randomly somebody texted me, right, and said, oh, they're closing the fire station, I was like, wow, I would have expected better from this county. How do you, I understand you've been in conversations, maybe we were not, as a citizen, I should be more informed, but it's also incumbent on all of us to make sure that we're part of these conversations, and that did not happen. You had town halls. Not one time it was mentioned during any of the town halls that this was going to happen. From learning about the county sheriffs, from learning about this, and ambulance service and other things, it's hard to drive by every day, and now I'm going to look at that and go, oh, in a few months, that's not going to be there. And where is our next call going to come from? If I ever have to call 911, somewhere, is it Fairgrounds or Planada? And I don't know, with the traffic in Merced these days, how long it's going to take for someone to come and provide that service for us. We have a $1 billion budget. We tout that. I've seen it on your brochures that we have a $1 billion budget. I understand that most of it is already accounted for. But if it's accounted for, then we don't have a $1 billion budget. Either we have a $1 billion budget and we're asking for $6 million or $6.9 million. It doesn't seem like a lot of money. At some point, like that lady was saying, let's all get together and increase our revenues. How do we do that? Let's hold UC Merced accountable for paying their share. That's also part of your negotiating team. You are responsible for that. We are counting on all of you. You know, I support, my family supports all of you here. You support law enforcement, you support public safety, and if you stand for that, please vote based on that and not based on, I don't know, like not lack of money. You can find the money. Please do not take this away from us. Every day I cross Mickey so many times, and that station has been there. So don't take that away from us. I think it's unacceptable. And I know you're in a difficult position, I understand, but I also you have to understand as citizens how we feel when something is taken away without much public.
Hello, my name is Max Madiag, and I'm just a home out there in the UC area. And my family and I are concerned primarily about the response time that you've probably been hearing over and over again. Out there, we rely on the McKee Fire Department. And my son and I just paced it off, and it's about 5 to 6 minutes response time. Now, like he said earlier, if there's something going on and we have to rely on the fire department from the fairgrounds, that's going to delay that time even more, which puts probably maybe even my family in jeopardy. And I want the city council here to realize I put my family's safety above everything else. Now, you might think of something else on your family, but my family comes first in my heart and my safety. And if you would take that into consideration as far as the response time, you'd probably shoot down this idea in the first place. Now, you're going to annex that area out there, and if you're going to annex that many homes and that many businesses out there, maybe it might be a better idea if you build a fire department out there before shutting down this one. It'd be food for thought anyway with the population going this way. Another thing that's crossed our mind is that the should you shut down this fire department, insurance rates for homeowners would go up. I don't know if you're aware of that, but according to AAA, if the fire department is over 5 miles away, they charge you $1,000 per mile further. So that's something even myself would put a burden on. So that's another thing to consideration is response time. And I thank you for your time.
So again, a cost associated with these closures, the board not being able to find about $8 million, $7 million, but yet the state can find $12 million for Los Baños for homes for homeless. I guess if you lose your home, you could always go and maybe get one of those tiny homes, because you'll be homeless if you get burned out. I don't mean to be sarcastic or flippant about it, but really, it's what it's getting down to. We need to make some tough decisions, my friends. Some very tough decisions. We need leadership at a time when we're without a rudder. Sometimes I don't even know if the wind is blowing, but we need leadership in these turbulent times. Well, we're just about out of it. It goes quick, doesn't it? And I love playing the public. Without the public, there would be no Citizen Watch, because that's what we do, is cover what's going on. And hopefully this issue will get resolved. I haven't seen the latest Board of Supervisors meeting. Maybe there's a panacea there and we can report on it next week. But we're out of time this week. My name's Casey Steed, the voice of your valley on Merced's News Talk Station, 107.3 FM, 1480 AM, KYOS. We'll see you later.